This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's get the lowdown on what's going on in Baltimore. We are joined by Brian Wacker from the Baltimore Sun. He's on the fan hotline. Brian, how are you? How are you? Things going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Brian. Well,
what's it like to be on a team that's to cover a team that is expected to win probably the North by, I don't know, maybe two games as we sit here in Cleveland and just stare up from the basement and wonder, hey, what's for dinner? Because you guys are doing all the eating right now. This could be a great year for the Ravens.
It really could be, and it really should be, frankly. You look at this team from Lamar Jackson all the way down through the offense, even on defense, which was, you know, as you guys know, at times problematic last year. We saw that in the first half of the year, improved significantly down the stretch, but was still very weak against the pass, had some issues at inside linebacker, Trent Simpson getting benched, and they had to rotate players. There were some safety issues as well, and they had to sort of change, their scheme a little bit and sort of protect things from over the top. Kyle Hamilton, they kind of do everything safety, had to play more on the back end to sort of keep things covered up back there. But look, this is a team you'd be hard pressed really to find a weak spot at. You go through position by position, something I've done, you know, in preparation for some stories that'll be coming out here as we, you know, march toward training camp, the start of it next week. And there's really just, you know, I mean, maybe the biggest question mark is kicker, right? I mean, Justin Tucker for so long was automatic. He's, of course, been released, now suspended for 10 weeks by the NFL over those sexual misconduct allegations. And, you know, they've got a couple of rookies right now. Tyler Lupe, they drafted in the sixth round, first kicker they've ever drafted in the organization's history. And John Hoylen, the free agent that they signed, a rookie free agent. So that's maybe the biggest question mark with this team. And if that's your biggest worry, then, you know, you're doing pretty well. You're living right.
Brian, I think this Ravens team has been so fun to watch. And I'll readily admit, I still have Browns hangover from them. Not happy about the Baltimore Ravens being so good. But I have to root for Lamar Jackson. A guy, and you see quarterbacks all the time who, you know, were later round picks who become something. You don't see guys who every other team seemed to think was a wide receiver become a Hall of Fame quarterback. How has that happened in Baltimore?
Yeah, it's fascinating to me as you dive into Lamar Jackson and really go back to the beginning of his football life, if you will, you know, back through youth football, high school football, college football, and now the NFL. There were, as you mentioned, there were all these sort of questions along the way. And I think a lot of it was rooted in sort of an old, you know, these old tropes that existed about athletic guys playing quarterback. And, you know, he's turned that on its head. Certainly he wasn't first, but, you know, we've seen him now become kind of that standard that teams look for, a guy that can run can throw. You've got to be mobile in today's NFL. Everything is geared toward offense. Everything is geared toward the quarterback. Everything is geared toward scoring and moving the ball downfield. And so, you know, as defenders became faster, quarterbacks became faster. And so it's kind of laughable when you think about it that people would have thought that this guy should have played wide receiver at this level. I mean, you can go back and pull up YouTube highlights of Lamar when he was playing youth football or high school football, and you can see the elusiveness, of course, the speed, but you see a big-time arm. And, you know, look, it's all relative, and you're playing against high school competition, so take it with what you will. But I don't think there was ever any question what this guy's true ability was, and to look at him as a potential wide receiver or something other than quarterback was just laughable as you look back at it.
I mean, look, it's hard to feel bad for a guy that's on a 5-year, $260 million deal. But the Deshaun Watson, kind of what happened with guaranteed cash, and you know that Lamar got it, and I meant Lamar didn't get it, Deshaun got it. If I was Lamar, I would have been. I know $260 million, but I'd be super angry at the way that thing went down. Like I don't. What's your gut feeling on that, and how it transpires for him, maybe moving forward.
Well, I'll start with moving forward because I think that's what's going to play out here in the next, 9 months or thereabouts. The Ravens are going to want to get an extension done for the 2026 league year starts because that's when $74.5 million salary cap kicks in for Lamar Jackson. And that's pretty prohibitive. His contract runs through the 2027 season, but they're going to want to extend him out. The two sides have already been in talks. To get that deal done now, I don't think it'll happen. I don't think it's imminent. I think it'll happen at some point. I don't think there will be quite the acrimony and challenge of what they went through in his last contract extension, dragged on for 2 years, and of course, famously led to Lamar requesting to be traded. But I think when you, in respect to the guaranteed money in that situation, especially in light of the report of the owners and the league potentially having colluded or maybe talked about, not wanting to give guaranteed money for players. Look, I think that's going to play itself out. Certainly Lamar Jackson's going to get top of the market money. Ravens know that. I believe 180 or so million of his last contract is guaranteed. I'm sure it'll be more this time around. And whenever that deal gets done, as it was last time, he'll be the highest paid guy in the league. Now, how long that lasts, who knows? But, it probably won't last long because that's the way it works. When he did the deal, he was the highest paid quarterback, quickly got surpassed. Now he's down to, I believe, 9th or 10th in terms of average annual value. So, look, they are married to him. John Harbaugh is married to him. This roster is built entirely around Lamar Jackson and his skill set. And again, it's a deep roster. It's the most talented roster he's ever had, and probably the most talented roster top to bottom that the Ravens have ever had in their 31 years of football. So this is a team that is ripe for a Super Bowl run. Of course, the knock on Lamar has been his postseason performance. Not been great. We saw it last year, in Buffalo last season in January. Of course, a couple of turnovers, a fumble, an interception, just inexplicable plays for a guy all season who really took care of the football. And that's been the knock on him, gets to the postseason. And I think he kind of, hinted at it last year or admitted it that, hey, sometimes he presses too much. Sometimes he's too anxious. And so this is a guy that wants to win so badly that I think when he's gotten in those moments, he's gotten in his own way. And, I liken it. Look, guys, I covered golf for a long time at one point before coming over to the NFL. And, I liken it a bit to Rory McIlroy in the Masters. And I think he just got in his way, so many times and then finally was able to get over that hump. And I think that Lamar will get there as well, whether it's this year or next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Brian Wacker joining us from the Baltimore Sun covers the Ravens. You can follow Brian on Twitter at BrianWacker1, and it's Brian with an I and W-A-C-K-E-R. Derrick Henry is one of my favorite guys, not only in the league now, but maybe ever. And he's had so many carries in his life, going back to high school when they just rode him like crazy. And he goes to Baltimore and has probably the second best season he's ever had in the NFL. And he gets a contract extension at the age of 31. Is that precarious, or is he good to go?
Well, it's no, I think he's good to go. You know, I mean, certainly you wonder about it, but you also wonder whether he'll ever see the end of that contract, as is often the case with running backs. But there are no signs that, you know, he's slowing down. I mean, if you look at his performances at the end of the season, they were just as good as everything at the beginning of the season. Of course, he had that 80-yard touchdown run against the Buffalo Bills in week four on the first play of the game for the Ravens. So this is a guy who still has it, and I think he benefits tremendously playing alongside Lamar Jackson. Look, he's not the guy that they're going to give the ball to 25 times a game. Sure, he can still do that, still capable of that for maybe a few games. But they have a plethora, an embarrassment of riches on that team offensively, whether it's Lamar Jackson, whether it's wide receiver, now with the addition of DeAndre Hopkins, is, you know, the third guy in the pecking order behind Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman. Both guys who kind of had breakout years last year, and Hopkins, even at his advanced age, 32, 33, can still, you know, still an elite pass catcher in contested situations, knows how to get open, has a ton of veteran knowledge. You mentioned, you know, Derrick Henry. Don't forget about Justice Hill, very solid complementary player. Keaton Mitchell, of course, you know, now 18 months or so removed from that knee injury. So, you know, tight end, they're loaded there with Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. So, in other words, long-winded way of saying that, you know, Derrick Henry doesn't have to carry the load.
Brian, biggest threat to the Ravens in the AFC North, is it the Steelers or is it the Bengals?
Well, you got to think it's the Steelers, just given the history, the knowledge. You know, I think with the Bengals, look, I'm still concerned about that defense. I just have major concerns there. I don't see any real significant improvement from last year when they were kind of a sieve. And really, I think the Ravens are their own biggest enemy, frankly. You know, if they can, you know, they've gotten off to slow starts the past couple of years. And if they can, you know, if they get off to another one, that puts them behind the eight ball for getting that number one seed. Of course, they got it 2 years ago and still lost to the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship. But I think having that game at home is monumentally important to this team, to Lamar. And, you know, you can't avoid, or you can't have slip-ups early in the year against lesser teams.
Brian, thank you. We appreciate your time and giving us some perspective on what's going on with the Ravens. I think the majority of the room, without a doubt, thinks the Ravens are the team to beat.
Yep.
Once again in the North and maybe in the AFC. So,
yep. And we're not happy about it.
And we're depressed here about it, just so you know that.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.